Fatty is also getting a gift, which is also taking 3D printing and UV printing. That's all I'm going to say. But so I'm doing, so I am, I've been working on that for the past couple of days. I printed everything yesterday. I UV printed everything yesterday. And now I'm doing the 3D printing today. And everything will be done. Everything will be done today. And I'll wrap everything up so that it doesn't get damaged on the trip. But yeah, there's a little gift.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty is also getting...
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4837. VFO for Monday, the 24th of August... 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Sail with Me. Show. Y'all, it was a jam-packed weekend, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about it. Yes, Big Fatty. Travelers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're travelers today, cause y'all, I am awaiting a call from old Vader. Y'all, he was traveling back to Charleston from some sort of event up there in the Washington D.C.s. And, but y'all, then he had to meet a man about a tree. Be ready. And y'all also traveling, as I'm sitting here, arriving in about an hour and a half, it will be the Nep. Y'all, he is finally on his way back from the Alaska. And y'all, also traveling right now is that Daniel Biba and old Cricket Hat. Y'all, they're heading back down there to Biba Land, outside of Rat World, and, y'all, it's just so, and Big Fatty, there you are, just sitting on your fat ass right there at the villa. You are correct.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 24th of August. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person, y'all, used to live here in Fat Acres, came to Fright at Fatty's many times. Y'all, just as nice as he could be, and y'all, always fun to have around. He always had a line of chicken boys lined up to come over for a little humpity bumpity. Yes, Big Fatty probably still does. Well, I think he's occupied now. Oh yes, Big Fatty occupied. Let's use that word. But anyway, y'all, he moved out there to near Rainbow Acres, where that Gary Bearden is out there in the Portland, Oregon. Y'all, one of the nicest people you ever want to meet. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Dilly Willy. Big Fatty, we love and miss Dilly Willy. We do indeed. And y'all, I don't know if Dilly Willy is on the in the social medias or not. Big Fatty's probably on the Grin Doctor. Well, maybe so. But anyway, y'all, if you see Dilly Willy, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Zach gets him a big old piece of cake. Yeah, we'll say cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Last time I spoke to you was Thursday, when I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all, Thursday, y'all, I had to start my cooking. Had to start my cooking, for Fright. And Fatties, I think I told you the menu was going to be, country steak, you know, cube steak, country, smothered steak, kind of, in my brown onion gravy. Big Fatty, did you lose your train of thought? I lost something. It could have been a spell. But, anyway, and, so I got that, cooking and, got it all, in the, individual pieces into the big pot and poured the gravy, over it and everything. And y'all, then, you know, it's always good to keep that in the refrigerator overnight, so all those good flavors do their thing. And y'all, of course, Thursday night it was time for Big Brother. A very exciting week on the Big Brother. They had the power veto ceremony, and that Devins, this was on Wednesday, he blew it all up and used the diamond power veto on that D, and then he got to choose who whipped on the block in her place, and he put up that Camu. Yes, Big Betty, Camu, that was one of those whales in Free Willy, wasn't it? No, that's Shamu. Oh, well, I thought Shamu lived in Walnut Hills. Well, that too. But, anyway, so at the battle back, y'all, it was, Camu and that, the witch and, Angela, and y'all, they were in the big, grabbing air tube things, and y'all, believe it or not, that crazy Angela won. Couldn't believe it. And y'all, that just meant that it was between the witch and Camu, and we said goodbye to Camu. Big Granny, the granny was not, but no, nobody's pleased with that, because y'all, he always took his shirt off and delicious, just delicious. Y'all, I got up on Fright. Y'all, did my nipple walking inside. Of course, you know, I had had my coffee and did my puzzles, read the paper. Y'all, my paper finally started getting delivered again. Y'all, I don't know why it wasn't, and who knows? It doesn't matter, because I eventually got all my papers, and I've been able to catch up on my puzzles and everything. Y'all, one little bit of sad news to report. I learned this weekend that, you know, one of the ladies that I went to, used to go see over at Shady Pines, that she kind of went crazy, and y'all, she passed away on Friday. So don't have any details, but, anyway, she had gone to a different, Shady Pines. She wasn't at the regular Shady Pines. So anyway, but no details. She did just dead. But anyway, y'all, I was getting prepared. I was getting prepared for the arrival of, that Daniel Biba and, Cricket Hat, and y'all, Vader was monitoring their progress on the trip up, and y'all, they got to the motel a little bit around 5 p.m. in the evening, and Vader was going to go over and meet them there and bring them over here to the villa, because, you know, they've been driving all day, And so they got here, and y'all, there were gift ads. There were gift ads. Y'all gonna put a picture. I'm gonna put a picture of the gift ads up on the WWW at noon today. So go over there and take a look at them. Daniel Bieber brought me y'all. You know he has that computer assistant, Sebastian. Yes, Big Fatty. He used to live across the street from you. No, that's a different Sebastian. Oh, never mind. And so Sebastian had suggested a couple of things. So Daniel Bieber came with gifts. That's plural. In hand, and Crooked Hat had, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, talking about the process of preparing the gift that you almost sees. So they all got over here. Vader brought them over, and we were visiting. Had a lovely cheese board, and Durwood and Granny finally got here, and we all sat around and talked, and just y'all, it was just fun. And then it was time for supper, and Vader says, "Okay, it's time for me to go." And y'all, it's not that he wasn't invited; it's just he didn't want to have supper, so I didn't invite him. So I guess he wasn't invited, but. He certainly could have stayed. We had plenty of food. And y'all, that Crooked Hat, y'all, he had some kind of special something in his puffer. And y'all, he got the glazy eyes. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the glazy eyes. And he just kind of giggled. And y'all, it was funny. And anyway, we had our supper, and you know, old Glazy Eyes said, "Oh, this was so good!" And then for dessert, we had the coconut cake from the Von's East, and fresh strawberries, and we just sat around and talked a little more, and I don't know. It was probably 9:30 p.m. in the evening or so that Durwood and Granny took the other two back to their motel, and they headed home. Y'all, I assume they got home. I never got a response from them saying that they had made it home. But so y'all, I slept like a baby Friday night. Y'all, I was tired. High red, and got up on Saturday morning. I washed clothes and unloaded the dishwasher, did an hour of nipple walking, and had my breakfast, and you know, just lots getting done. And about 11 a.m. in the morning, I got a phone call from that Daniel Bieber. "Okay, what's the plan?" I said, "Well, why don't y'all come on over here and we'll discuss it." So they came over, and y'all, we all went to lunch. Y'all, they had never been. They had never been to the Page's Okra Grill. However, Crooked Hat thought that the name was the Page's Okra Grill. Big Fatty, that's because that's how you say it. Well, it's the Okra Grill, spelled O-K-R-A. Yes, Big Fatty, I thought okra liked bread, loves bread. Okra does love bread. y'all, we went and had, y'all, they had the brunch. They had the brunch. And, so Crooked Hat had y'all, we talk about this on the latest, Level 13, if you listen to that. Crooked Hat had just basic brofkas, platter, and Daniel had, fried chicken. And y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, it's the craziest thing that I had. Y'all, I had the banana pudding chicken and waffles. Big Fatty! And y'all, it was a waffle, and it was two fried chicken bazoons that had been, breaded in crushed vanilla wafers. And y'all, normally they would put the banana pudding on top of the waffle, but the lady says, I'm going to have them put it on the side, and that way you can decide how much you want on it and everything. Y'all, it sounds weird as hell. Y'all, it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. And so, y'all, I couldn't eat all of mine. I brought half of it home. And so we came back here to the villa for a few minutes. And y'all, then we were off. We were off to go to the International African American Museum in downtown Charleston. Y'all, I'd never been to it. And y'all, it was very interesting. It's not a large museum or anything. I can see how some people would think that it's minimalistic, but y'all, for me, I didn't feel like I had to hurry through it to be able to look at everything. I was able to kind of take my time and look at the little exhibits and everything, and it's not a huge place, but it was extremely interesting, and I'm so glad we went. And y'all, from there, we went by the Von's East, and Cricket Hat wanted some Benny wafers. Y'all, there's some little cookeries that are made with sesame seeds, and it's kind of like a thin caramelly-ish base with sesame seeds on it. And y'all, then we came back here to the villa, and y'all, we were talking and everything, and y'all, then it was time for this.
Mystery Date. Are you ready for your Mystery Date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your Mystery Date.
Now, y'all, I know you're thinking, Big Fatty, you had gentlemen callers? I did not have gentlemen callers over. Y'all, years ago, that fucking Dan, who used to be on the gayish little show, he gave Big Fatty the mystery date game, and the three of us played the mystery date game. Old Crooked Hat won. We played twice, and he won both times. And but he won't brag about that at all. Big Fatty, that's all he'll brag about. And so did that, and like I say, we recorded an episode of Level 13 and had some more. Y'all, none of us were hungry, so we just kind of ate some more of the cheese tray, and then they headed back to the motel. We said our goodbyes. And y'all, Big Fatty headed to bed. And y'all, that's been so much so far. That's been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear God. See, Big Fatty, you didn't even get to play the weekend closing music. Well, you know, it's just jam-packed, like I said. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, noon today as you're hearing this, except Moose Peak. Y'all, I will be going to El Dentisto for my semi-annual tartar scraping and teethy exam. And y'all, you know, a lot of people dread going to El Dentisto. It doesn't bother me. It really doesn't bother me. And your mouth feels wonderful after that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard old Crooked Hat, and Cricket Hat, what was your favorite part of the weekend?
Big Fatty is also getting...
Oh, well, you mean Giftette, not... Oh, you Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.